Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, I was talking about the destruction of Mystery Babylon and the location of it. Let's pick up at that point today.
Firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The Bible here, we just read Revelation 17, called this religious system a harlot. It is, again, it's not religious Babylon, and the other, an economic power. Chapter 18, then, describes the completeness of this old whore's destruction. The one-world religion of Antichrist must remove her in the second half of the tribulation in order to carry out his betrayal of Israel to establish himself to be worshipped. And so Revelation chapter 18 shows the loss of the economics that happen as a result of Rome's destruction, and it is so quick. And by the way, people want to call Iran, Iraq as the Babylon in Revelation, but look, it's not an economic power. It's not an economic power. What they've gotten from oil really resides in a couple people of the Ayatollahs and the rulers, but the countries are desolate. Now, let's consider Revelation chapter 18, verses 11 through 19. First of all, in verse 11, he says, "And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more." Well, the merchants of the earth weep. In Nineveh's day, the economy revolved around them. And this will be true in Rome and many areas of the world, because much of the business that you may seem public is also a funnel for Rome and for the monies that come into Rome. And so when you see those things, you know that, then that means something. See, the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore, because Rome is destroyed. Then we go in verses 12 through 14. He says, "The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all matter of vessels of ivory." Now, all this is expensive stuff being mentioned here, "and all matter of vessels of most precious wood, of brass and iron and marble, and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil." Now you're getting into the perfumes and the alcoholic beverage and so forth, "and fine flour and wheat and beast and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men." Oh, my goodness. Souls of men. He says, "And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. And thou shalt find them no more at all." So, those verses seem to include the money, the precious metals, the goods, the foods, the medicines, the souls of men. You see, I think that's referring to the sinful pleasures. Now, many of you know that with the internet, children have iPhones and these smartphones, and it just really bothers me that parents say, "Well, you know, We want our children to be able to get in touch with us. Do you realize if you give them a flip phone, they can still get in touch with you? They can. With a flip phone, they can still get in touch with you. Then they don't have to have all those apps. Sex trafficking is worldwide, and it's strong in the United States, and it's hitting into not coming across the border. Now, I believe in protecting your borders. But many times, parents aren't protecting their homes. And your children have been exposed to pornography. They've been exposed to apps that draw them in, and before too long, they're taken in and basically kidnapped and become sex slaves. Now, you may laugh at that, and you might think, well, not my kid. I would say, think twice on that. Think twice on that. My son is a public information officer for our local sheriff's department, and I'm having him actually preach a sermon on that very thing on February the 9th, which when you listen to this, will be long past, but it'll be on our website still. And so I want you to be able to hear this because he's just scratching the surface. Now, I have other people in places that deal with this even more so than he does. And they can tell you the things that are going on that are just beyond our imagination. And really, we don't even want it in our imagination. But all those come with the sinful pleasures, and they steal the souls of your children. And let me just add this. I know we live in a day in which we have screens in our church and we put songs up there. Now, I can remember, I said, I want a hymn book, and I still want a hymn book. As a matter of fact, they bought me a hymn book that has a large print in it. It's a big thing, you know, it's big and wide. But boy, I tell you what, it's been well worth it for me. I didn't pay for it. Somebody else bought it for me for Christmas. But what a blessing that is. But I found many places going to churches and they put the words up on the screen. I can read the words on a screen better than I can on the hymnal in front of me. Now, if you sing notes, the words on the screen don't help. So there's still books that are needed for people that try to sing on key and sing notes, sing parts and so forth. Then you need those hymn books. But I understand technology has changed some things, and not everything's been for bad. There are people that bring an iPad or use their cell phones in church to follow the scripture reading, and that's not bad. Now, I don't do that in church because I take notes, so I find it's easier for me just to write something down than to try to click on this and click on that and start typing in, and then I've missed half the sermon. So I say that goes on, but look, if you are in church, I think it's best to have a Bible simply because some people will think you're playing games or you're looking at Facebook or you're looking at something else. I've had people that said they actually saw others playing games on their electronic device, whatever it was, you know, their device, their mobile device. It might have been a game. It might have been Facebook, might be something else. But people sitting close by have seen them. And sometimes it's children. Many times it's middle-aged and senior adults. Now, if you're doing that in church, that is blaspheming God when you should be paying attention to the preached Word of God. You are there to be fed the Word of God. And usually, the person that does that is the person will be the first person to find fault with the pastor or with the sermon or with the music or something else, so they can be the first one on their email or on their Facebook or on their whatever it is, Snapchat and all these other things they have to send it out. Now, look, my church has Facebook. My wife has Facebook. This preacher doesn't have Facebook. Now, I get told plenty of times of things that are going on. I don't need Facebook. And the people, when I see them on Facebook, they get caught up in it, and they may be there for a couple hours, not even realize they were on it for a couple hours. Then the same people will get restless after 30 minutes of preaching. What does that tell you? That tells you where their heart is. Now, folks, that's not really here in the context, but it's all free, okay? And I hope that I say that because I want your spiritual life to grow. I don't want it to grow worse. I want to grow better. And I don't want you to become one of those that, well, just like it says here in our text here about the souls of men, they are taken in by this. We don't want that happening to you. Now, let me get on here. I've stopped here, but this is very important, I thought, and I wanted to share this with you. Okay, verses 15 through 19, it says, "And the merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing." Who are the people behind selling you those things? Who are the people that make sure you get these things? And think about that for a minute. And so they profit from it. So when their things are destroyed, they're in trouble, okay? So the merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught." Their money, you see. "And every ship master and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off." You see, it's going to affect shipping, manufacturing, stocks. This is going to represent a financial crash, which really becomes a boom and a help to the Antichrist when he sets up the one world monetary system and you have to have his mark. And all these people that are socialists and communists that want everything on the same level, well, that'll do it. But understand, when that happens, it's not going to be your work ethic. It's not going to be your wisdom. If you're on the same level, then you're going to find out that your freedom's been taken away. Well, that's going to happen in the tribulation hour. So I just wanted you to know, and I believe it's going to happen in the second half of the tribulation hour, which I believe that this that I'm reading about happens in the second half of the tribulation hour. Now look at verses 18 and 19 of Revelation 18. "They cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, that city, what city is likened to this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, the great city wherein were made rich, that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour she is made desolate."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.